This thing on. Statutory disclaimer and opening statement. The Zomalid Destroyer Show is for iguanas only. Tail whip and claw your pet humans until they leave the room before listening, because this show is not intended for lesser sorts of creatures like humans, anteaters, moose, elk, raccoons, whatever. No birds or fish or frogs or snakes or snails or geckos are allowed either. Stupid geckos, I hate them all. Anyways, they all gone now? All right, then we can begin. Howdy, you're listening to the Zomal the Destroyer Show, a podcast by an iguana for iguanas, talking about important iguana stuff and issues. I'm your host, Zomo, the Transcendent. You probably know me from the comic I used to appear in, or at least you're supposed to. That comic, of course, being called Zomal the Destroyer, duh. If not, you're a loser, you're a nerd, you're a square. You're probably not even really an iguana. You're probably one of them geckos pretending to be an iguana so you could think you could be cool. But, you know, you can't be a trans iguana, you losers. You either are an iguana or you're scum, basically. That's how it works. Anyways, hey, you can catch yourself up on my old comic and other podcast stuff and whatnot at my website, zomalthedestroyer.com. God, Iggy's so tired today. Yesterday, the monkeys made me work. See, you know that ugly orange couch Georgie refuses to get rid of or reupholster? The one I keep complaining about? Yeah, well, that couch broke yesterday. Now, I figured that's the Lord's way of telling Georgie she needs to buy a new couch. Something better. Something prettier. Something that's not orange. But no, Georgie phoned her father, so he comes over with his tools, and he and Georgie flip the sofa over, and they remove the black fabric from underneath the sofa, which is torn because the spring's broke and poked through. Anyways, so I look and I says, "Well, Georgie, it sure is broken. Guess you're gonna have to buy a new one. What a shame. Let's go to the Brick. I hear they have a sofa sale." Well, Georgie ignores me. And I said, Georgie, the sofa's busted. I know that, Zomo. We're going to fix it. What? You can't fix it. You have to buy a new one. Well, that's when Grandpa piped up and said he could fix it, no problem. God damn it, Grandpa, you're not helping. Iguana on a new sofa.
Well, Zomo, there's no point in getting a new one when this one can be fixed.
And then to make matters worse, he said that Iguana had to help him by handing him the metal clips he's going to wrap around where the springs were supposed to be held to other wires going across, but the old clips broke. And some of them cross wires were snapped themselves, so I told Grandpa again that we need to just ditch this sofa and find a new one. But no dice, because you see he had a spool of wire that he was going to cut new lengths off of to bridge the broken sections. God damn it. And then he insisted I should watch how he fixed the ugly orange sofas.
Well, since you're an anthropologist and all, you need to document how we humans solve problems.
Grandpa, Iguana already knows how to solve this problem. It's called buying a new sofa.
Well, that's wasteful, Zomo. No need to spend money on something new when the old one can be saved.
Whatever. It's Georgie's money, not mine. We should spend it. It's not wasteful when it's Georgie's money. Anyways, neither Grandpa nor Georgie would listen to reason. And every time Iguana tried to slip away to go do something more interesting, well, Georgie would come and catch me and bring me back. You're supposed to be helping my dad, Zomo. Pretty sure he don't need my help, Georgie. Also, I have a moral objection to this repair business. Quit being such a brat, Zomo. There's nothing wrong with the sofa. Georgie, there's something very wrong with the sofa. It's busted. Yeah, but Dad's fixing that. So I'm stuck there for hours, dozing off between handing Grandpa those stupid metal clips and stuff and And I tried to at least profit from my labors, reminding Grandpa and Georgie that the going union rate, as per the International Iguanas Union, is $40 an hour. Well, Georgie claims it's unenforceable as there's no collective agreement signed between her and the IIU. And I tell her that don't matter because our rules are our rules, but no. Georgie claims that you can't enforce a one-sided contract like that. Stupid monkey labor law screwing me out of my hard-earned wages. Well, Iguana clearly wasn't going to get paid, so I said to Grandpa, how come Georgie doesn't have to hand you the clips instead of me? It's her stupid sofa.
Georgie's working on art stuff.
Exactly. She should be working on the sofa instead.
She has to get ready for her next art show.
So her stupid hobby takes precedence. I got hobbies too, you know.
Painting's not her hobby, it's her job.
I still don't buy that. I mean, Georgie's paintings are stupid. No one would actually buy that crap. I don't know how she actually earns her money. And whatever. We're pretending Georgie earns a living from painting somehow. And that she was actually working on art stuff instead of doodling in her sketchbook by the window. Sitting on my green ottoman. Whatever. Anyway, Iguana nodded off as much as possible. Hours passed, many hours. It got dark. Eventually, Grandpa finished fixing the springs. So I said to him, okay, now how do you fix the other thing wrong with it?
What's that?
Two things, actually. It's orange, and it's ugly. Well, Georgie squawks back, even though I wasn't talking to Georgie. Why do you hate orange so damn much? Because it's ugly. Why is it ugly? Because it's orange. And she got all huffy. Well, you like mandarins and they're orange. So, Iguana judges mandarins not for the color of their skins, but for the content of their characters. They are sweet, juicy characters. Well, Georgie ain't having it. So stop judging the sofa on the color and judge it on the content of its character. It's comfortable. No, Georgie, it's not possible for it to be comfortable. You cannot be comfortable on a sofa that makes your eyes burn. Well, anyways, long story short, we still got a butt-ugly orange sofa. God damn it. Anyways, I guess I could try again to get her to invest in a slipcover, but you know, the last time I tried that, she got all pissy about that, too. I like the orange. Well, there's something wrong with your vision then, Georgie. Anyways, god damn it. Anyways, I got all tired out from yesterday's confrontations and labor and stuff, handing the metal clips and cable ties and stuff, so I'm exhausted. I'm gonna have another nap. So that's it for this week's show. Talk at you eggs next week. Don't forget to subscribe on iTunes. Just search for Zomo the Destroyer. And as I always say, if your pet monkey snoops your iTunes, beat them severely with broken sofa springs or something, and then go to my website, ZomoTheDestroyer.com. You can grab individual episodes there, stream it, whatever. Anyways, talk to you eggs next week. Bye.